The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. He said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will also perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard. And when he came in search of fruit on it, but found none, he said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but have found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, everyone. Can you hear me in the back? Maybe. In our readings today, our first reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, Romans chapter 8, verses 1 to 11. In these verses, St. Paul wants to take us somewhere. From chapters 5 to 8, St. Paul is rewriting all of salvation history, the entire salvation history of the Hebrew people, in the light of the living reality of Jesus Christ. So he begins with the old Adam. He says, just as all have died in him through his disobedience, all live now through the obedience of the one just man. Just as all were condemned in Adam, so now all will attain righteousness by the obedience and fidelity of the Son. Chapter 6, St. Paul rewrites the event of the Exodus, that we have been baptized into Christ, that those who have died in Christ will rise with him. So the definitive liberation comes through conformity to the death and the resurrection of Christ. In chapter 7, we hear of the exile, when Paul says that the evil that I want not, I do. The good that I want, I do not do. Who will save me from this body of death? But thanks be to God in Jesus Christ our Lord. So St. Paul has rewritten the Babylonian exile. And now he takes us to a sacred place. Just as no one can approach the holy mountain of God in Jerusalem with unclean hands or an unclean heart, so St. Paul wants to bring us to the Sinai of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. To the Sinai where all things are recreated in him. Where the Holy Spirit of God, the Spirit of God that wrote the law on the stone tablets, now will write the law on hearts of flesh. And so those that have received the Spirit of God are justified, are in right relationship with God. They have peace with God. And this is our narrative. This is our reading of salvation history. This is our inheritance. So St. Paul will say there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The history and the story and the narrative of the old Adam is finished if you are in Christ Jesus. The way of sin and death has no authority over you if you are in Christ Jesus. Because what the law could not do, what the law was powerless to do, God has done. He has sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for the sake of sin, He has condemned sin in the flesh, fulfilling the just requirement of the law, so that we no longer walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. He's saying that Jesus Christ is the high priest and the victim. He has come in the flesh and offered His life as the ransom for our flesh. And He offers the fitting worship, the clean hands and the pure heart before God, who give everything to God. In the spirit of fidelity, the spirit of purity and humility, of meekness, of simplicity of heart. That same Spirit that spoke Abba, the same Spirit that said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Father, it is finished. It is totally accomplished. That Spirit, that same Spirit dwells in us. That's the Spirit we've received. St. Paul can preach with conviction that if we have received the Spirit of God, we are totally united and at peace with God. And this is our life. And so Romans chapter 8 then is not only about receiving the Spirit, it is about walking in the Spirit. It is about the new pilgrimage of the people of God who are still in exile as we wait for heaven, but we know that the promised land awaits us, which is to be with God, to see God face to face. My brothers and sisters, we are all in need of God's love and His forgiveness. His Spirit abides in us. And it is time for us to let the old Adam go, to totally let go of the disfigurements in our personalities and our choices that impede the love of God in our life, to simply allow the Spirit to reign in us. We ask the Lord for His help. We ask the Lord for His peace. And we know that if the same Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwells in us, then we will live with Him. To live with Him means that we die with Him, that we will rise with Him, and that we reign with Him now.